Right, no sort of expert on design. I'm going to try and be very boring in two respects. I mean, one is starting off saying that it seems to me that in relation to social outcomes, what really matters in this city, in any city probably, but certainly in this city, which is very complex in ways that are beyond the understanding of most of the individual actors in it, what really matters for social outcomes here is firstly the macro level, the successful economic development of a broad city region, which we're addressing part of here, which is one big labour market, tightly integrated in a complex way, but one big labour market. And secondly, the really micro, the characteristics of individuals and the ways in which these get valued and devalued societally and through particular institutions in the labour market. So at two extremes, I think, the important. And that's part of the sense in which it is a fragmented city in fragments, the way that Saskia was picking up on, I think. The logical implication of that is, for me, that we shouldn't expect too much from even big and well-designed projects. They're not going to produce the great social secret that we need. This city has big social problems like many other cities, but the projects are not going to make a big difference to it, except insofar as they contribute to one or other of these two goals, change at the macro level, change at the micro level. I think from a conversation with Mayor Hillman at lunch, I would say the same about the environmental, that there's a serious danger that we exaggerate the impact that projects of this kind can have in terms of achieving environmental goals, in terms of achieving social goals. That's not a statement for or against, and it's certainly not a question to Rem. The second way in which you want to be boring is to be even more cautious than Bridget, emphasising continuity. Absolutely, yes, it's my comparative advantage. I think her emphasis on continuity is very well taken. There's things about the city that one shouldn't exaggerate in a way that is quite common currently. One shouldn't exaggerate the scale of employment growth that the city is facing or the inevitability of that. We don't really know what's happening. Well, except that this has become a very volatile economy. All sorts of things can happen. The most likely outcome is probably not as much growth as the plan talks about. But nevertheless, we shouldn't assume that. We shouldn't even assume that population growth on the scale that's being talked about is inevitable. That depends upon whether we house the population or not. If we don't house them, they won't be here. They'll be somewhere else. So these inevitabilities, I think we should not start from. We shouldn't, as I think Bridget was bringing out, exaggerate the radical character of the change that this city has gone through in the last 20 years. There's a lot of continuity in the kinds of change, and some of the most important things are what's gone and what it is not any longer. We shouldn't exaggerate the dependence on localized clusters. I think building in relations around media in this project is a very positive thing to do, but we shouldn't see that as being the key to the London economy. The London economy is a promiscuous economy. It's a singles bar. It's not a set of tight local relationships, and it's never going to be, and one can't design that in. So there's a lot of one-eyed views of the London economy, which I think one needs to be very cautious about and not use as a backdrop to this. What's the significance of the White City from my limited perspective? As I see it, this is the western marker of an extended CBD that's been developing over the last 20 years. The London CBD has spread itself from White City to Canary Wharf. This end of it is messy, constrained. It could do with a better pattern of development. Insofar as this project provides it, that seems to me to be a very important contribution towards reducing supply constraints on the competitive development of the city as a whole. It would benefit from the coherence which the design can provide. I can't judge whether this one does. But I'd say it's important to see it does not have really serious social consequences built into it one way or the other. If we're going to make a difference socially, it's about having a really successful city regional economy, and it's about doing something about the constraints that face individuals. And that employment rate chart, which Bridget picked up, one of the things that it's highlighting is our relative failure so far to employ a lot of the new migrants who flooded into the city in the last 7 or 8 years. That's not about what kind of development and where, it's about relaxing the sorts of constraints that face them as individuals.
Thank you, Ian.